Okay, we're 93 days from the start of the London Olympics. A lot of attention, of course, will focus on some of the big athletic stars, like the American swimmer Michael Phelps or the Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt. This is also a good time to start talking about who among thousands of other athletes will emerge. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Sure, it's unfair. 10,500 athletes of every shape, size, color, and skill due to compete in the London Olympics, and all the attention on two of them? Not that they didn't earn advanced billing.
Phelps above him in lane five. I don't know if he's going to catch him. He gets it done again.
He did it.
And a fair start. Asafa Pound. Usain Bolt is also out well. Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt sprinting ahead, winning by daylight.
The exploits of American swimmer Michael Phelps and Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt, heard here on NBCOlympics.com, were showstoppers at the 2008 Beijing Games and whet our appetite for 2012. Phelps was unbeatable in China. He competed in 8 events and won them all, a record 8 gold medals. But in London, the plot will thicken.
Lochte in front. Lochte, will he get a world record? Oh, yes, he does. Lochte the gold and a world record. Phelps the silver.
U.S. teammate Ryan Lochte is not just a challenger, but the man to beat in events that also feature Phelps. Lochte beat Phelps twice in head-to-head meetings at last year's World Championships. Bolt comes into London as invincible as he was in 2008, when he set world records winning the 100 and 200 meters. He has won 22 of 24 100-meter races since then. You'll hear about a hot young Jamaican speedster named Johan Blake, also Asafa Powell, Americans Walter Dix, and Tyson Gay. But really, the clock remains Bolt's only true competition. His 100 world record stands at 9.58 seconds, but hopefully not for long, Bolt told the BBC this month.
If I can go 9.4, that'd be an honor for me because that's what the people want to see. They want to be amazed. So I'm working as hard as possible. Hopefully I can go as fast as possible.
Working no less hard, and perhaps with a tad more humility, are the thousands of London-bound athletes whose stardom will be limited to the world of their chosen sport. Mikkel Hansen of the Danish men's handball team, or British cyclist Chris Hoy, or American rowing coxswain Mary Whipple, and don't call her 5'3" Mary Whipple.
5'3", and I always say a half because it means something.
5'3 and a half Whipple is a very big part of the defending Olympic champion women's 8 team from the U.S. Whipple steers the boat and keeps her rowers, who average 6 feet and taller, synchronized. Just weeks after they won the gold medal in Beijing, the team started training for London. They only get Wednesday afternoons and Sundays off, all for another chance, says Whipple, to experience perfection as they did in China.
If you've ever connected with a golf ball and you just had like this one epic drive, if you can synchronize all 8 oars and you're doing exactly what you need to be doing at that moment, it's the best feeling in the world.
10,500 athletes, some you've heard of, most you haven't, heading for London and aiming for that same elusive goal, to do what they need to do at just the right Olympic moment. Tom Goldman, NPR News.